The Harbor Assets Tour focused on two harbor projects that are currently out to bid. The tour guide was Harbor Master Greg Meisner, who explained during a one-hour bus ride details of the Marine Service Center project and the Heritage Harbor project. Meisner says this tour was a way to let people know about what's coming up and what kind of work is being done at the harbor.
Now, those of you who don't understand, one of the big things we don't have is a lot of electricity in this yard. That isn't out in this yard hardly at all. So we've scrounged up from other projects and put some basic utilities in, but the thing folks want is a place to pull their boat, plug it in, and walk away for the winter. So it's going to be just like the dock. You pull into a stall, plug your boat in, and walk away, and the meter's in your name. And every stall in here will have power this October when the project's done.
That's Greg Meisner, describing just one aspect of the Marine Service Center project. Other work set to be done is upgrades to the utilities at the Marine Service Center, as well as paving and lighting to Heritage Harbor. Meisner said the tour was a good way for people to ride along and get a first-hand view of the harbor while getting a detailed play-by-play of the changes to come.
There's a lot of folks who are doing their own thing and don't really know what's going on. They hear bits and pieces at the coffee shop, or you know, they'll read something in the paper or hear something on the radio and never really know what it all entails. So, no, that was fine to take them out and show them what we're doing and explain it basically what it is. And if people ever want to simply come to my office and ask me or set something up and meet me, that's always fine too. I can explain it really easily to folks.
Meisner says construction on the two projects is set to start in the next 2 months. He says for those who were unable to make the tour, they will soon see the projects beginning around town.
You know, it'll be happening pretty quick. We're approaching April and you'll see things starting to happen around your mid-May probably. So pretty soon it'll be pretty busy in those areas and people will see exactly what's going on because it's going to get to be a little difficult to access.
Tis Peterman, who is the chief of operations for Wrangell's Chamber of Commerce, said this was the second assets tour she's planned. The first tour was the Institute property and mill property in the fall. Peterman says she's worked with Meisner to create the Harbor Assets Tour to inform the public on the construction ahead and end some public misconceptions about the projects.
Our goal here was to educate the community exactly what's happening. From a chamber point of view, we get a lot of requests for businesses from out of town, visitors out of town, people who want to relocate here. And we found a gap in what was actually happening and the rumors on the street. So our goal out of these asset tours was that we educate the public, educate ourselves, so we can talk knowledgeably about what we have here.
In 2009, the Chamber of Commerce developed a mission statement which created a plan to advance the business, professional, civic, and cultural interests of Wrangell. Since then, Peterman says more work is being done to promote the island and what it has to offer.
We put on the 4th of July, we put on the Derby, we have tax-free day, but there's has to be more. And so we developed a mission statement, which was to advance the business, professional, civic, and cultural interests of Wrangell. And what came out of that, and we worked on it for several months, or actually it was over a year, and we had a facilitator, developed a strategic plan, and our first goal was to support the priority lists of the capital projects of the city.
Peterman does not expect any more tours to take place before work begins on the two harbor projects. Work is scheduled to begin on the Marine Service Center and Heritage Harbor by mid-May. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duren.